Well, Congressman, it's wonderful to see you here, and I thank you for your interest in looking sort of into the future. Let me just make a couple of points. First, we have a lot of tools that we don't use as well as we should. I think we've abdicated the broadcasting arena, where both in TV and radio, which are considered kind of old-fashioned media, are still very important in a lot of these ungoverned areas, a lot of these difficult places where we're trying to do business. And I think we have to get our act together. I would hope that this committee would pay attention to the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which is in desperate need of assistance, intervention, and change. I think, too, social media is a great tool. We've begun trying to use it much more in the State Department, and not to communicate with just, leaders and officials, but really, as you say, get down into the grassroots. I started two organizations to deal with countering violent extremism. One, a new operation inside the State Department that is staffed with interagency experts, so that, you know, I'm not saying anything that's classified, but it's beginning to try to respond to Al-Qaeda and other jihadist propaganda. So if they put up a video which talks about how terrible Americans are, we put up a video which talks about, you know, how terrible they are. We're trying to meet them in the media channels that they are communicating with people. We're also at the beginning of an organization I helped to stand up, the Global Counterterrorism Forum, because if we don't work with partners and understand more effectively how to counter violent extremism, how to stop recruiters, how to turn families and communities against these jihadists, there will be a constant flow of them. So we have to be smarter about that. And there are other things that I would, you know, like to share with you and others on the committee who are interested. I often, you know, it's not a perfect analogy, but I would say that, you know, our fight against international communism, against the Soviet Union, during the Cold War, we did a lot of things really well. I mean, we kept people's hopes alive. We communicated with freedom lovers and advocates behind the Iron Curtain. We did it through media. We did it through our values. Well, I think we've got a similar challenge, even though it's a very different world. And let's get smart about it. And let's figure out how we're going to put some points on the board, so to speak, in dealing with both governments and populations. And if I could just I know that Representative Duncan has left, but his question took me a little by surprise, because our op center does not do instant messaging. So the reason you haven't gotten instant messaging is we don't do instant messaging. So I wanted to put that into the record and hope that his staff or someone will convey that to him. Thank you.